Stroke of Light, a portrait of Taiwan through the eyes of painters, sculptors, filmmakers, and photographers.
Hello and welcome to Stroke of Light. I'm Jake Chen. In the last 2 weeks, we've been talking to Romanian painter Anna Maria Micu about her paintings. Ms. Micu was kind enough to open herself up about a number of subjects, including how she got the inspiration for her own paintings by studying the earliest paintings found in caves, how she maintained a discipline of intense daily painting for well over a decade, and how much more she got to understand both herself and the possibility within her medium in that arduous process. We looked at one painting that exemplifies her style in the previous episodes. It was a large-size painting of her studio. We examined how she paid extremely close attention to every last bit of detail, including the creases on a crumpled piece of plastic cover and how light reflects off that to what looks like a million different directions with varying intensity. The miscellaneous art supply items on a cupboard and the shadow on the wall that reflects the contour of the subjects in front of the window. Like I said in earlier episodes, if anything stands out about Miku's work, it's how she renders light as it falls on and through every single object. Those details come together and breathe life into the frame. This unique characteristic can be seen in a few other paintings as well. In Half Light That Seems to See, and yes, that is the title of the actual painting, we see another room filled with light coming through the window. The difference between this one and the previous painting is that we, as the viewers, are facing the window and we see how the light comes in and fills the entire room. There are a few potted plants in the room of varying sizes. A few small to medium-sized plants are closely bunched together on a wooden table close to the left edge of the room. And a large plant with the height of a grown man stands in the middle of the room and extends its branches all the way to the ceiling. The light gently shines through the palm-sized leaves, shading them with this vivid bright green. This is by no means a modern or well-decorated room. The paint on some of the furniture has lost its luster, and the radiators in the room looks like they were designed and installed in the early 1990s. But I've seldom seen anything more refreshing and invigorating than this room, thanks to how light is rendered. Walking around the showroom, and another series of work slowly catches my attention. It is a number of pencil sketches in smaller frames. Understandably, these paintings are inconspicuous when placed next to the larger, more colorful oil paintings. But the subject matter is nonetheless very intriguing. This is a series of portraits of the artist herself. In the frames, she appears to be pensive, brooding, and in one particular sketch, even frustrated. As it turns out, Miku had set up a video camera to record herself while she's working on her oil paintings. And afterwards, she selected a number of frames from the video recording on which the sketches were based. I asked her whether the purpose behind the painting is to gain a better understanding of herself and her state of mind while creating art, to which she has this to say.
It is one purpose. The video recordings were made during my painting session, and I'm actually concentrating on my work and on switching views from my image source to my work. And this body of work has three stages. One is the video recording, of course. Then the drawing, the drawings I made based on that material, and the first stage is making an animation out of photographs of process of drawings in progress, which you can see on that wall. Right. And in between these stages, I had to make selections. which image do I draw? Which drawing do I animate? How do I do all this? What is the story behind it? What is happening? What am I doing here? And as I told you at the beginning, the most important point for me is to go through this process. Of course, there is the knowledge I gain from it, and that is valuable. But I would not say that the main focus is to understand myself. The main focus is to force myself to go through the process and find solutions.
Sure.
So problem solving, yeah. that's the purpose. Yeah, that is one aspect of it. And I noticed that I find solutions, and I notice that I begin to favor those works that had a moment of panic in their production. If you pay attention, you notice at some point that you are really close to fail. And if you find a solution out of that problem, in my opinion, that's the measure of the success of the work. If you did not freak out about it at least once, it means that you should try hard. You should challenge yourself more. These drawings are very difficult for me to make. I combine observational techniques with academic ways of reproducing an image. And I had quite some panicky moments, some really strong ones.
At the moment, were you panicked? Were you afraid of not finding the ideal state of mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
And not succeeding in producing some sort of result, because it's not. I would not say it's a finished work, sure. But it's a type of result. It's a moment where you can say, okay, I can take a break from this. I can move on.
Right.
Yeah.
In closing our conversation, Ms. Miku tells me that the significance of being an artist has little to do with the results, or the claim to fame that so many has chased after. To her, it is all about a state of being and how she spends this lifetime.
Yeah, it fascinates me. What you can do with it, it's amazing. And it's an interesting way to spend your life.
I bet.
And the results, actually, I don't think there is an artist out there who can say that controls the results of his work. What happens with a work of art, it's not about, it's not a decision of the artist alone. And you cannot go there only if you are really unwise.
Yeah, I agree.
You should stick with the process, because that gives you the most knowledge that you need and the most satisfaction that you need to power up future works.
So you will still follow whatever the paintbrush and your mind leads you?
Yeah.
Wherever you see them.
I try to.
Okay.
I try to. Sometimes you don't pay attention enough and you get lost, but I try to come back to the original point and the original type of exercise, in which you are really aware of what is happening and you record, you create and you observe yourself while creating in the same time. This would be the ideal position.
To stick with the process and to devote one's most honest and focused attention to it, that is the mind of an artist. Behind the beauty of her paintings is the depth of her thoughts and the extremely high level of understanding. She lives in this lifestyle in which there is little fluff or distraction. There is not much even in the way of attention or affirmation. She lives to be totally into every moment of making art. And I think it's only through this high level of unadulterated devotion that one can produce works like hers. Thank you for following through this long and in-depth conversation between me and Miss Anna Maria Riku that lasted through the last 3 weeks of show. I can honestly say that in order to produce this show every single week, I've interviewed a fairly large number of artists in the last 3 years. Some of them are locals, they're from Taiwan, some of them from the greater China area, some of them from Europe, North and South America, and the artists all specialize in different mediums and in different realms. But to see someone who produces such a high quality of art is rare. To see someone who has this level of clarity, I can say I've only seen that in a handful of individuals. Most of us have trouble finding out what to do in the next month or year or so. Miss Miku has this rare clarity to see art as her life's calling. She already knows at a very young age that this is what she will devote her life into. And just to think about the amount of trials and tribulations and challenges that she has to go through to gain that level of understanding and clarity that very few others have is highly impressive to me. Thank you very much again for listening to this mini-series. I'm Jake Chen. Talk to you next week.